Great day, everybody. Omar Mohammed, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. I'm back. This is The Ride University. As you know, we are here from EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center, which is located at Morgan State University. I do want you to take note of the website, edacmorgan.com. And my email address, if you want to send an email to me, at omar@edacmorgan.com. So RIDE stands for, as you can see, Return of Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So today we're talking about exploring the Internal Revenue Service website. So one of the things that people tend to shy away from when they hear the term, these three letters, IRS, Internal Revenue Service. However, there are some great resources on the Internal Revenue website. So I'm going to just go through those so that you can have an opportunity to explore those for your business. But as you know, we always have a quote. So today, this month's quote is, master the rules of the game until you can play it better than they can. So it's an unknown author for that. Excuse me. Unknown author for that. All right. So let's go right into it. I'm going to stop this for a minute, and we're going to go right to the Internal Revenue Service webpage. So here you are. So I know it's kind of overwhelming here, but if you go to the left, you go to internalrevenueservice.gov/businesses, and to pull up these particular links here. What I like is just clicking on, I mean, you could click on all of this if you want. However, I would start probably with self-employed, just to see some of the things that are related to self-employed and what the Internal Revenue Service is looking for. So here is some information about being self-employed. Are you a sole proprietor or are you an independent contractor? And the Internal Revenue Service will tell you if, you know, this is their definition of independent contractor. So if you're working for someone and they're paying you outside of the company, meaning that you're not an employee of the company. However, you're self-employed and you're independent contractor, then you're going to be responsible for your taxes. So I would click on self-employed and go through this. And likewise, if you are a company and you're paying somebody, they're not your employee, they're your independent contractor. And you have to make sure that you're handling them like a independent contractor and not an employee. So starting a business, again, these are some of the things that the Internal Revenue Service, what they're looking at. You know, is your business a business or is it a hobby? And so if you click on here, you get to see what the Internal Revenue Service is looking for. You know, non-factors they're looking at non-factors when they're determining whether or not you are a business or a hobby. Now, let's say you've been operating your business for 5 years. However, the Internal Revenue Service, if these non-factors are not in place, they can come back and say, hey, this is a hobby. This wasn't a business. And then there are some situations that will apply. All right. So let me go back. So that's starting a business. Record keeping is always good. Obtaining your employer identification number, that will help you open up a bank account. And then operating a business. Again, here are some additional resources that will come into play, some links that will come into play. And then if you decide that you want to close your business, here are some steps to close your business so that the Internal Revenue Service is not following you, if you will. I mean, there's a proper way to close your business. And these are some good resources. All right. So that's small business and self-employed. You can kind of go around the Internal Revenue Service. You can look at the different forms, the tax forms. So hopefully you have an accountant that you're working with or a tax preparer that can help you out with these different forms. I just saw something. So I know a number of people are thinking about being nonprofits. Well, here's a whole section on charities and nonprofits and what the Internal Revenue Service is looking for. So as a nonprofit, the federal government gives you that tax exempt status where the state, whatever state you're in, that provides you with your legal structure, if you will, or documents where you can apply for your legal structure. So whether if you're a nonprofit, you're going to form a non-stop corporation with your state, and then you have to apply for this tax exempt status from the federal government. So again, you know, look at the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS.gov website as a resource. And they also have some education sessions as well, some webinars, virtual workshops, nationwide tax forms. You know, so this can be a resource for you as you're developing or starting, operating, or scaling your business. Don't shy away from it. This could be a great resource to help you out along your entrepreneurial journey. So again, I just went to Internal Revenue Service. Actually, let me go back to where I was. All right, let me just click on here. I actually went to, wrong page, here we go. Internal Revenue Service. And I put in businesses. So irs.gov/businesses. And again, you can pick small business if you're a small business, charities and nonprofits right here. So I just clicked on small business and self-employed. And then you can kind of take your guided tour about what resources. Oh, they have an online learning system as well. You know, so information, they have a newsletter that you can subscribe to. So again, this is a great resource to really help you along your entrepreneurial journey. And I just want to click on this, changing business name change. You know, so you can do that here with the Internal Revenue Service as well. All right, so let me hit on back. Let me go back to where we were. All right. So we were here. There we go. All right. So hopefully that was helpful for you. And, you know, as always, you know, at Ride Initiative, we have a number of resources from a podcast that we do called the Breakthrough Podcast. We have these monthly meetups where formerly incarcerated individuals who are now entrepreneurs meet each other. We also do continuing education there as well. Entrepreneurship boot camps. We have a group of individuals part of this Room to Grow initiative for cohort number 2. Business counseling, if you need some assistance, we can assist you with that. We have a specialized training going on right now. And a specialized training is the rehab industry. So we have that going on. Our annual event is going to be coming up soon. And of course, we have the Ride University in a relationship with the Returning Citizens Magazine. And then these are our resource partners. So I'll just move out the way. You can kind of scan that QR code so you can learn more about these initiatives. Again, we're on Ride Small Biz, at Ride Small Biz on Instagram. And of course, that's the website. Until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Map Production.